Kayla Igor gives advice to Kanaka Maoli and other Indigenous peoples on getting involved and the value of the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues.
Aloha mai kako o vau o Kiali olu olu gora. No he ia mai au. O vau ke alakai no ka aha pukoa ma ke kula nui o Hawaii ma manoa. My name is Kiali olu olu gora. I'm the administrator of Pukoa Council at the University of Hawaii at Manoa and also throughout the system. You know, to all of our people back home, our native peoples, our Kanaka Maoli and Kanaka Oiwi, this is not an easy arena, but I think it's very important as far as, you know, coming here to go on the record. So this past week, I was the co-chair of the Pacific Caucus, where we've actually taken up and brought forward a lot of interventions or testimonies relating to the provisional agenda items. So it might be on democratic societies, it might be to respond to traditional knowledge, STEM issues, responding to other governments that may have a different take on how they're going to address their own indigenous peoples. So this is our opportunity to really present our areas of concern, as well as to call upon the forum members to coordinate with UN agencies to ameliorate our situation, as well as to bring about change. This is not an easy arena because people think that coming here is a waste of time. But I would like to say that the reason why I'm here, whether funding is provided or not to attend, I think it is important to go on the record. And it's important historically because when the United Nations was created in 1946 and Hawaii was on the list of non-self-governing territories from 1946 to 1959, what was really important as we did the research was that when President Eisenhower came to the United Nations in 1959, he said, Hawaii has achieved statehood through a vote. But nobody from the Native Hawaiian side flew up here to go on the record to say that what the United States did was fraudulent and it was an illegal plebiscite. It took us literally over almost 40 years to get a final rendering when we presented all the facts that what President Eisenhower did back then was illegal and that Hawaii should go back onto the list of non-self-governing territories. That's a very important point because this is an issue of what we truly believe in Kalahui, Hawaii, and the other organizations that I'm involved in, that our call for decolonization is based on that, you know, very principle. So again, the U.S. has administered an illegal plebiscite, and therefore we, going back onto this list of non-self-governing territories, now have a right for decolonization, and thought this is really important for us. And this is part of the work of Kalahui Hawaii.
For more information on this and other indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.